This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A team of World Health Organization experts' long-awaited fact-finding mission on the origins of the COVID-19 virus got underway on Friday in Wuhan in central China. The WHO said its team plans to visit hospitals, markets like the Hunan Seafood and Laboratories, and facilities like the Wuhan Center for Disease Control. The mission has become politically charged as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in the early response to the coronavirus outbreak. U.S. President Joe Biden is taking steps to undo damage of the Trump administration's health care policies. Biden signed two orders on Thursday, opening a three-month enrollment period for uninsured Americans who now want to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The president's order also restores funding for foreign non-government groups that give information to women about abortions. The British government is promising to stand by the people of its former colony, Hong Kong, against a Chinese crackdown as it launches a new visa program. Starting Sunday, holders of British national overseas status will be able to apply to live and work in Britain for up to 5 years and eventually seek citizenship. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Novavax says its COVID-19 vaccine appears 89% effective based on early findings of a British study. The shots also seem to work against new mutated versions of the virus circulating in that country and South Africa, though not as well. Novavax says it needs more data before it can seek British authorization. Lebanese rioters set buildings on fire in Tripoli as outrage over the country's coronavirus lockdown turned violent. The Lebanese military was deployed to quell the rage. The protests have lasted for the past 4 days. The White House has condemned the Pakistan Supreme Court's release of a British man convicted and later acquitted in the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. A White House spokeswoman said the Biden administration is calling for Ahmad Sheikh to be extradited to the United States to stand trial. Thousands protested across Poland on Thursday against a government ruling banning terminations of pregnancies with fetal defects, which amounts to a near-total ban on abortion. Under the new rules, the terminations will be permitted only in case of rape and incest and when a mother's life or health is in danger. Doctors performing illegal abortions in Poland face jail time. Authorities in Romania say a hospital fire early Friday in Bucharest killed at least four people and injured several others. So far, there has been no immediate word on the cause of the blaze that was extinguished. And General Motors, the largest U.S. automaker, set a goal to produce no vehicles with tailpipe emissions by 2035, shifting away from gas and diesel engines. GM's announcement comes after President Biden pledged to tackle greenhouse emissions and boost sales of electric vehicles. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.